Well, last night, hundreds of people headed to Riotown for the opening of Lansing's first youth art gallery. The show featured the work of students from Reach Art Studio Arts Center, a nonprofit community arts center. The new gallery is the first step in a planned expansion of the center, which will eventually occupy five storefronts on Washington Avenue. Current State's April Van Buren stopped by Reach last week to get a tour of the gallery and talk to some of the teens about the impact art has had on their lives.
Come to Reach Studio Art Center on a typical Thursday afternoon for Teen Open Studio, and it might look a little chaotic. Today, someone has their foot in a bucket of plaster.
So now go ahead and roll up your pants and stick your foot in there.
There are a few kids stuffed into a supply closet with dry ice and LED lights shooting a video. And Colby Steele is working on perfecting the look of a bullet hole on his friend's forehead.
Right now I'm using artificial flesh, which is like a wax mixed with cotton to make it stable. And then I'm going to cover it in liquid latex to seal it in. And it should look like an entrance wound.
This is kind of his specialty.
I do sci-fi makeup. Really gory, blood things.
Colby's been going to Reach for about 2 years now, and he's gotten to try out a lot of different kinds of art during that time. He's done sculptures, paintings, and helped to build a giant dinosaur out of recycled materials.
And it was pretty fun just to know that I did something for the community and sat there and did a project that my brothers were working on.
That variety is part of what keeps Alyssa Ledesma coming back here, too.
Mostly when we're just in here, it's kind of like anything. It's random, it's scary, it's creepy, it's cute, it's anything.
One of the things that strikes you when you walk through this space is how engaged these kids are in whatever random or creepy or cute art they're working on. No one is staring down at their phone or checking their text messages. Pretty much every corner is filled with someone doing something creative. Alyssa has just finished having her face painted by one of this week's visiting artists.
On my face, I have a candy skull because I'm Mexican and I like the Day of the Dead. And I don't know, I just have a thing for skulls and creepy things.
Reach manages to pack a lot into this small brick building on Washington Avenue in Lansing's Riotown. But they've been bursting at the seams for a while now, according to program director Joy Baldwin.
We've been in the same classroom for 10 years, and we started turning people away. We had way too many people coming in to fill the room, so we knew we needed more space.
A grant from the Capital Region Community Foundation and a successful crowdfunding effort this fall helped them take the first step in expanding. Joy shows me through the brand new Youth Gallery, which opens this week. It is a really cool space. A wall of windows floods the concrete floor with light, and dozens of canvases sit propped against the wall, waiting to be hung. To our left is an exposed brick wall, and on it, a surprise the organization found when they demolished the building that used to stand here.
It's a 100-year-old Pillsbury mural, and it says, "Buy this flower because Pillsbury's best," and it has two gigantic flower sacks on either side. And so in this little block used to be a grocery store, a little Italian restaurant. So it used to be like the thriving center point of a community 100 years ago. And now we've turned it into something completely different.
The new space will give the kids a chance to display and possibly even sell some of their work. But Joy says the real impact is deeper than that. It's a chance for the teens who come here to feel valued. And for a lot of her students, that's a big deal. Joy gets choked up when she talks about the way art has helped some of these kids come out of their shells or deal with difficult situations at home.
The student, she was transitioning. Her mother went to jail. She was transitioning into her grandmother's house, and she came in here and she painted a home. And she was so proud of this dream home that she created on paper that she had to show everybody in the studio, went back to the offices. And I knew what she was going through. She was homeless at the time that she painted that house. So having access to these materials and giving them a safe place to create their dream home, even if they're homeless, that's pretty phenomenal.
For Alyssa Ledesma, Reach has become its own sort of home, and the staff and students here a second family.
Before I started coming here and before I found out about Reach, I was, depressed and didn't want to be alive and did all these stupid things. But now that I come here, I know that I have a reason and I have potential, and just everybody here just, like, cheers me on.
Besides its impact on individual students, Joy says Reach's expansion is also part of a broader effort to revitalize this part of Lansing.
The fact that these buildings are occupied, there's people in them doing positive things, and we're making improvements and hanging murals outside for people to enjoy and appreciate. So I think there's no doubt in anyone's mind what that's doing for the neighborhood.
Eventually, Reach plans to renovate this entire block of buildings. The next phase of expansion will involve a classroom twice the size of their current one. It will also feature a courtyard and a dedicated after-school space for teen artists. Joy says that will mean a lot to the kids who show up here every Thursday.
The teens will have a space that they can come every day of the week to create art and just keep out of trouble and have somewhere safe to go. A lot of them are going through a lot of things in life and could really use Reach Around more often.
But right now, they're pretty excited about just having a gallery to call their own.
As soon as this was ready for people to walk in, we had them walk over here with their hands covering their eyes and got them completely in the center of the gallery and had them pull their hands down. And it was just like 2 minutes of, oh my God, and oohs and ahs and yells and screams.
For Current State, this is April Van Buren.
And if you didn't make it to last night's opening, you can still get in on some arts action this weekend. The gallery will be open tomorrow, March 21st, from 2 to 4 p.m.